trolley song. Reminiscing Judy Garland style, the novelettes begin to feel romantic, or who can blame them? And they put in a request to the effect that three's a crowd.
Thank you.
And after that selection of tunes, which must have struck a chord in your memory, all written by Harry Woods, one of the most prolific and successful of British pop music composers, the Novelaires will now play Tickle Pink. It's ole for the bull ring after that, with a Spanish march called Bravo, Bravo. Bravo, Bravo was followed by that ex-top-pop Shindig. And after the Shadows, well, who knows? Wade Rubach holds in his hand this moment a very valuable key. The key to the apartment. As merry as a grig, and you have the choice of three meanings of the word grig: a dwarf, a short-legged hen, or a little eel. So take a choice. And now to end with, everything's all right, it's Coming Up Roses. This could be the start of something big. Well, that's the confident way the Novelaires begin the evening. And now, change step, change style, and we're swinging into a jazz waltz written by Dave Brubeck called The Raggy Waltz.
Thank you.
This week's selection came from that racy, fast-moving film, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Now, three numbers tied together with Edward Rubach's musical string, beginning with Mambo Originale and That's a Plenty.
Thank you.
I Ruled the World, which is Mr. Pickwick's way of dreaming this Christmas. Now, here's an oldie, George Melacrino's Starlight Roof.
Thank you.
That bouncy, cheerful tune is called appropriately Cock-a-Hoop. And the last tune this evening, El Novelero, and the composer who's dreaming of his suit of lights, Edward Rubach.